The Feeling is the remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Some 20 million French people are preparing to spend their first evening under curfew Saturday, a measure taken by the government after an alarming surge in new coronavirus cases. The 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew came into force at midnight Friday in the Paris region and eight other large cities, affecting nearly a third of the country's population. People will need a certificate for permitted activities, such as travel to or from work, for medical attention, to visit a dependent relative, or even to walk a dog. Those who do not comply risk a fine of 135 euros, while repeat offenders could face fines of up to 3,750 euros. Some 12,000 police officers, in addition to municipal police teams, will be deployed to enforce the curfew. International Criminal Court prosecutor Fatou Bensouda will arrive Saturday in Sudan to discuss the potential extradition of former President Omar al-Bashir, the government's now saying. The toppled president is wanted by the ICC on charges of genocide and crimes against humanity in the western region of Darfur. A delegation led by Bensouda will discuss cooperation between the International Criminal Court and Sudan regarding the accused, a statement from the office of Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok said. The office said that the delegation would stay until October 21st and meet with senior Sudanese officials. Bashir ruled for 30 years until his overthrow on April 11, 2019, following unprecedented youth-led street demonstrations. The United Nations estimates that 300,000 people were killed and 2.5 million displaced in the Darfur conflict since 2003. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. An elderly woman who disappeared midway through Hong Kong's democracy protests last year resurfaced in the city on Saturday after 14 months away, saying she had been detained on the Chinese mainland. Alexandra Wong said she was forced to renounce her activism in writing, record a video statement saying she was not tortured, and sent on a patriotic tour of the country's north. Dubbed Grandma Wong by her comrades and often spotted waving a British flag, the 64-year-old attended virtually every rally during the early days of the movement for greater democracy and police accountability, which kicked off in June of 2019. She disappeared last August and maintained only sporadic contact with local media in the former British colony. On Saturday, though, she held a press conference in Hong Kong and said that after joining an August protest, she was detained by Chinese police at the border with Shenzhen, the mainland city where she has lived for 14 years. Wong said she was held by Shenzhen authorities for administrative detention and criminal detention for a total of 45 days without knowing what charges she was facing. Authorities in Pakistan said Saturday they had foiled an attempt to smuggle dozens of endangered falcons worth more than $1 million out of the country. Wildlife traffickers catch falcons in Pakistan's mountainous north, often to sell them for lucrative profits in the Gulf region, where hunting with the birds is a popular sport. Customs officials seized 75 falcons and a Hubara bustard at locations around the southern port city of Karachi, in what they called an unprecedented anti-smuggling operation. The birds are listed as rare and endangered species, and their trade is strictly banned. This, according to Senior Customs Officer Mohammed Safiq Saeed. He did not identify the species of the birds, but estimated their value to be around 200 million rupees or just over $1 million on the black market. Authorities have arrested two suspects and plan to release the birds into the wild. The Hubara bustard is a desert bird whose meat is prized among Arab sheikhs as an aphrodisiac. In 100 days of sweeping and at times violent protests, thousands of Bulgarians have tightened the screws on the political elite. But this, they say, is only the beginning. On the 100th day of protests in Sofia, marked Friday, several thousand people braved pouring rain to once again demand the resignation of Prime Minister Boyko Borisov and his conservative cabinet, as well as the country's chief prosecutor. Again, for more international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.